One, two, three. This is Dr. Alex Avila with Love University, and we're back. I'm an author, psychologist, and speaker. And every week we talk about how to love yourself, others, and a higher nature. From how to improve your relationships, your health, your finances, your desire to contribute to society, and also to be a happy person, to have that special love in your life. Now we're getting into the holiday season and also the beginning of the new year, so I thought this would be a great time for a very interesting topic that is on many people's minds. And it is talking about money or wealth and riches. Today's topic, the millionaire mind, your route to riches. And if we think about the word riches, what comes to mind for some people is financial success, whether it's money or career success as well. But also there are other riches. As we know, there are riches in terms of your health, your physical and emotional health, your loved ones, your family, the time you spend with your friends, and other things that bring you joy in life. Those are riches. But we also are going to talk today about financial riches, wealth, how to develop that within yourself so you can be the person who has the security you need financially for yourself and your family. Now, many times wealth or money gets a bad reputation. People blame it for having troubles with their family. You know, you work too much. You don't have time for your family. Or if you become successful financially, the idea that your friends will not no longer be your friends, or the people that come into your life will be fake friends just based on money. So there are a lot of cautions and concerns that people have about money. But in reality, money can also give you advantages. For example, control and freedom. You can leave that 9-to-5 job you don't want anymore. You can start your own business or get into the career you want. We have enough finances to do it. You can give your children what they need in terms of education, resources. I give them the best coaches, the best training for different things, ballet lessons or sports lessons. Also, you have less financial worries. Psychologically, people suffer a lot emotionally when they worry about money, paying the utility bills, paying rent or other things. And of course, with more money, you have often better health. You can afford better healthcare, other practices that lead you to a healthier lifestyle physically. And also you can give back. You can start a nonprofit charity or you can contribute to charities. You can start a business to help other people and also donate money. So there are many ways you can help other people when you have money. And you consider money as an instrument to a better life in some ways, a more successful and maybe even happier life. Now, they have done studies on money and happiness. The question is, does money bring you happiness? This is a classic age-old tale. Some people think more money, more problems. Other people think money can increase your happiness to a certain point. And research shows that there is an optimal level of money that can create happiness to a certain extent. For example, in terms of individuals, if people are poor or even a country is poor, they are more likely to have problems psychologically in terms of depression, anxiety, and other emotional factors. And up to a certain point in the U.S., they say it's about $80,000 to $100,000 per year. That is a certain midpoint of happiness. After that, it doesn't make that much difference if you have more money or not, because your happiness level is likely to stay the same based on the income you're making until you get to the higher levels. People who are multimillionaires, for example, $8 to $10 million in net assets, have been found to be somewhat happier than those that are just millionaires, maybe $1 or $2 million. So there is a little bit of difference there. A lot of it depends on your perception, how you view money. For some people, a certain amount of money is just enough for them to be happy, and other people feel they need more for their experiences and for other things they want to do with it. The other thing that research shows is that people who earn their money often are happier than people that inherit it because they feel that they've controlled it, they created it in some way, whether through working or business or investments. Also, money can affect a marriage. 42% of married couples in a study indicated that having adequate income is very important, which is just below having common interest at 64% and having a satisfactory sex life at 61%. So money, if you don't have it, can put a lot of strain on a marriage, worrying about having enough money for basic bills and where you spend the money and things like that. Here's an interesting finding. Wine tastes better if you think it's expensive. They actually did a study where they had people taste wine and some of the people were told this is very expensive wine. Then they measured the pleasure centers in the brain, and those people that thought they had the expensive wine had more pleasure in certain parts of the brain. It's as if it's a certain advantage to have a little more expensive wine. And the other study that research studies that we find that are very consistent is that when you give to others financially, you're likely to be happier than if you were to just receive the money yourself. In one study, they looked at people in a corporation that received company bonuses, and they found that those that gave the money away to others, a certain portion of it, were happier 6 to 8 weeks later than if they had kept the money. So there's something about helping other people, you know, having compassion, which we talked about in a previous show, for other people, and empathy, you putting yourself in their shoes, wanting to relieve their suffering. If you use money for that purpose, that can increase your happiness. There's also good news about money in that money is constantly expanding. Currently, we have $94 trillion in the world currency supply, and we're making more millionaires. This last year, 2.3 million more millionaires were created, for a total of 36 million people in the world who are classified as millionaires, 1 million or more in assets. And these individuals own up to half of the planet's wealth. It's speculated that in the next 50 years, 20% of the world's population will be millionaires. So that could be up to 1 billion by a certain time. And they say that we may even have our first trillionaire. So there's more wealth being generated, often through the internet, the technology, and other methods. And billionaires have also increased, and there are now over 2,000 billionaires who control a total wealth of $7 trillion. Now, you may not need to be a millionaire or even a billionaire to be considered happy financially or successful financially in your own mind. But some people do aspire to having more wealth, and again, for many different reasons, partially to help themselves, others, and also to contribute to society. But to do that, you need to have the mind of the super rich to a certain extent. How do people think when they have this millionaire mindset, for example? So they did studies with people that had net worths of over $2 million. And again, depending on the country that you're with, it could be more or it could be less. But one thing that they had, these people with the high net worth, where they did not have what's called money avoidance. Now, sometimes people get the idea that money is bad and evil and I don't want to deal with it. These people didn't have those ideas. They believe money can be a useful tool, can be an instrument for growth and for helping contribute something positive. The other thing that these rich people had, or people with more net worth, is an internal locus of control, which means in psychology that they attribute good things that happen to them to their own abilities, things about themselves, not necessarily luck or other people. So they take responsibility for what they do, for their actions, for their successes, and for their failures. And as a result, they have more self-confidence as a result. So even if they lose money in a deal, or sometimes they even go bankrupt, they know they can get back on top because they have that mindset that they can succeed. The other thing about the rich individuals, people with more net worth, is that they follow their passions and they look to realize their personal growth. So whether it's starting a business that contributes in some way, or maybe they created a product or a service that was very special to them, very important, and they follow that passion and it created wealth as a result. Jan Kohn was a young immigrant engineer who wanted to speak to his family in Ukraine, but he couldn't afford a call. So he developed the free application, now used by nearly 1 billion people, WhatsApp. And that was his inspiration, help people get in touch with their families. Lauren Bush Lauren is a former fashion model, and she was inspired by the idea to sell handbags and feed the homeless and the hungry. So every handbag she sells has a certain number on it that signifies how many meals are provided with each purchase. And she's helped over 100 million people have meals as a result. Muhammad Yunus was an economics professor, and he was frustrated by the cycle of poverty in Bangladesh, his native country. So he came up with the idea of microlending, making small loans to impoverished people. And he won the Nobel Peace Prize for contributing to humanity. These are just a few examples of people who follow their passion to create wealth for themselves and also human wealth for others, whether it's with food or the ability to make calls or to have their dream business. Now, the other thing that the super rich have in terms of their mindset is that they don't sabotage their financial futures. You know, they don't gamble, for example, away their money. They don't overspend. They know how to save and invest. In fact, they find great pleasure and even passion in saving and investing. At the same time, they have confidence in their ability to invest. They might study, whether it's podcasts or books, or have mentors or guides, even coaches that teach them how to invest in the right way, and they follow their investments closely. They know exactly what they're investing in. And at the same time, people with a higher financial mindset identify themselves as part of a global network of people, social network, worldwide. They see themselves as part of the world. People who have less finances often think only of their local community. Also, one idea is that people that are wealthy or have finances have a genetic predisposition for it. Now, there's no rich gene, shall we say. However, there are genetic markers for things like persistence, self-control, and high energy. Many times entrepreneurs who make a lot of money in certain ventures, if they're successful, work 70, 80 hours a week, and they have a high energy level to do that. They also often have a vision for what they're doing and a capacity for intelligent risk. They don't look at risk in an impulsive way, short term. They look at it long term. What do I have to gain long term financially by making this investment or this business opportunity? And contrary to some opinions that rich people are arrogant, a certain number of people with wealth are very modest. They drive 10-year-old cars, they buy their clothes off the rack, and they're frugal with their money. They don't necessarily have to show a flash or any kind of extravagance as well. Now, you may be thinking, well, this sounds really interesting, rich people and millionaires and all that. And I'm not that kind of person. But I do want to have some more financial success. I want to make more money for my family. I want to have a comfortable living. I want to put away money for retirement and also for my children's education. So how do I develop that mindset where I can attract more money? So we're going to talk about some tips, some strategies that you can use on a daily basis to improve your mindset in terms of having wealth and riches in your life. The first thing is to create the right money story. Many times we have a money story, sometimes from our parents, and often negative. Money doesn't grow on trees. You're not good with money. You got to be careful or you'll lose all your money. You'll be on the street. You'll be homeless. So many times people incorporate money fear into their vocabulary, into their mindset. So the first thing you need to do is identify and perhaps write it down in a journal. What am I afraid of in terms of money? What are my ideas about money that may be false? I don't have enough money. I'm not good with money. Or I can't afford to quit my job and start my dream business or career because I can't lose that security. So once you identify those fear points, you want to turn them into money success ideas. Twist it around, change it around. You can say, instead of saying, I can't afford to quit my job, you can write down, I will do what I love and I will have all the money I need. And many times people who have wealth are able to maintain a mindset that I know I will be wealthy someday. I always knew it and I never had a doubt. So be able to plant that idea in your mind that you can be successful, whatever amount of money you need to be successful in your mind, that you can have that by planting that idea. The other thing that you want to do is stop the cycle of money weakness. Now, many times people tend to overspend because they feel bad about their finances or other parts of their life. You've heard the idea of emotional spending or shopping therapy. Some people buy an extravagant item, something for their house or even a car, something they can't really afford. And they don't really necessarily, and they feel temporarily good, but then they feel bad about it. They feel guilty. I blew my budget. So it's very important that you resist that temptation to buy things you don't need, and instead buy the things that you do need and invest the rest in some kind of, whether it's stocks or bonds or real estate or any other kind of investment you can look into, and let it grow, let it multiply. One of the greatest secrets of wealth prosperity is the 10-10-80 rule. So you give away your first 10%, whether it's as a tithe or to a donation or to charity in some way. You save and invest the next 10%, and you live off the remaining 80%. So the first 10% you give to, if you believe in a higher power or you have a faith background or you just want to help others, and the other 10% you invest into something that's going to grow. Now that's called paying yourself first, because when you pay yourself first, you put the most important investment initially, and then you can live off the rest. And many people don't do that. They spend pretty much all their paycheck on whatever they need to spend it on or want to spend it on, whether it's entertainment or things they buy. But then they don't have any money at the end. And then they get into credit card debt, which is one of the worst things they can do. Now, there are new platforms today that are very helpful in that they actually take the money out of your account automatically to invest. So you can set whatever limit, whether it's 5 or 10%, whatever amount you want. And they invested it directly into a stock market or whatever you want to invest it in. And that makes it a lot easier because you don't have to think about it. It's an automatic withdrawal. And you start to grow your finances. And that's one of the keys to wealth and success financially, is to invest and grow. The other thing that these millionaire mindset people have is they give themselves the gift of time. Now, whether they're very busy or not, they find the time to do the important things, to spend time with their family or special activities with their loved ones. And many times, this is very connected to each other, money and time. We often say that time is money. So if you have that mentality, you're going to be rushing around trying to do so many things. You won't be able to take the time to enjoy certain things that really you need time for. For example, if you have children, there are parents that with their children playing, they're actually checking their phones at the same time. And they're not really giving their kids 100% attention. So do the opposite. When you're with your children and they're reading to you or playing or something like that, put away your phones. Give them that time. Enjoy the present moment, the precious moments. Or with your friends, the same thing. Put away your cell phone. Enjoy the time with them. And think of time as luxury. When you think of wealth and riches, you think of luxury. But one of the greatest luxuries is to have this ample experience of time, where time is something you just enjoy and it flows. You don't have to think about other things, worry about other things. That's one way to think of yourself as being rich. Focus on abundance. This is something that people forget to do. They focus on how many bills they have to pay and all the financial problems they may have, instead of focusing on what they do have. Maybe they have a house or place to stay. They have a job or an income. or they've created money in the past. And think of, in the past, maybe you wanted something. Maybe you were a kid and you wanted a bicycle and you worked really hard and you got it. So think back to those moments, even write those down, those times when you were able to accomplish your money goals through hard work and perseverance, and you attracted the money you needed for whatever you wanted. So it's a feeling of money success that you had this in the past. So you can create an abundance journal, write down all these things that you've been successful with financially. At the same time, write down all the things you're grateful for that may be non-financial, your physical health, perhaps any talents that you may have, your family, your loved ones, maybe even a pet, your friends, relatives, even life experiences that have brought you joy. So all these things that are positive in your mind that you've experienced can give you a great sense of accomplishment and joy and confidence that you can continue growing, especially in the financial area. Another thing is to focus on finding your money mission. What is your purpose in life when it comes to money? Why do you want to make more money? Why do you want to be rich or financially successful? And one way to do that is to write down the five most happy experiences in your life. What brought you joy? Maybe it has to do with traveling, being with friends, some kind of accomplishment you had at work or career success, something to do with your family. And whatever it is, look at the underlying theme. So perhaps you traveled and you helped out at some nonprofit organization, and maybe that's your passion. You want to help maybe children or animals or individuals or elderly people or sick people, whatever it might be. Or you want to do something with your hands, create something. You want to be an artist or a scientist. You love inventions, or a writer or a teacher or even a great parent. So whatever it is that drives you, think of that as your motivator to have more money, whether it's being a better parent in terms of giving your children more education-wise and giving them lessons and things they can learn and experiences, or having your own tool set or toolbox of things that you want to play with or to work with. If you're a musician, an artist, you know, all the things that you might need for your craft and how that drives you. Or nowadays with social media, advertising your services, promoting yourself and your abilities. And in the end, leaving a legacy. Maybe you want to leave something behind, whether it's something you created, maybe it's your family, your children that are happy and successful, and finances can be a part of that. They help you get to that goal. Or maybe you want to leave something for other people, some kind of charity, some kind of scholarship for other individuals in the future. And then finally, we have what's called money visualization, to be able to visualize yourself receiving riches and wealth and actually see that it's coming to you. Now, there are books on this quite a bit. They talk about attracting wealth and riches. And whether you believe it in a metaphysical way or not, or spiritual way, the psychological aspect of this idea of visualizing yourself having riches or money, or even material objects, whether it's a home or a car or something that you want or a vacation, is that it motivates you to actually go out and get that, to work harder, to persevere when you have challenges, when things go bad, when people turn you down, when you may even lose money or maybe even go bankrupt at some point. So this kind of visualization, visualizing what you want, can give you that kind of power to continue going no matter what. And if you do believe in a higher power, whether it's God or a spiritual force, you can believe that this higher power does want what is best for you. It wants you to actualize your potential to become better as a human being, to grow and to help others. And part of that is having resources, having finances to do that, to improve yourself in every way. And it's a manifestation of this higher power that makes you feel good about having more finances and more resources so you can grow and contribute. So right now, Reggie, my producer, I want to try an exercise with you. Reggie?
Hi.
Okay. Now, Reggie, you're a rich guy, I think, right?
Other ways than financially.
Okay, there you go. I thought you said that. Okay. You're rich in happiness, I guess, and family and love. And also, you do great work as well.
Yes.
And maybe someday you'll be financially also very successful as well. So to start that out, we want to have you and also everyone in our audience right now try this little exercise. I want you to try this every day for the next week. It's a money visualization exercise. So, Reggie, let's lean back right now. Let's close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. And I want you to imagine that you're sitting in a room like where we're sitting now, and all of a sudden money is coming through the ceiling. And not just money, but it could be gold, it could be jewels, it could be cold hard cash. All kinds of bills are flying down, and it's filling up your room with all this money. And you have this warm light that is all around you as this is coming. And also, it's filling up the rooms of your family members in their rooms, and also your neighbors too. It's filling up everyone in your community with all this money and all these finances now. Take a deep breath. You can even smell the money in a way. How do you feel, Reggie, right now? Okay. You know the term, the smell of money, you can smell it, right? It's all over you. Okay. And it, you know, it's not weighing you down because it's just all around you. And there's a great feeling of abundance. I'll take another deep breath, Reggie. Exhale slowly. okay, open your eyes now. And you see, when you do this, Reggie, and also our audience, there's a feeling that you have that you're creating abundance, right? You're receiving abundance. And the powerful thing is that there is no competition, because sometimes people think, I have to get money from other people. I have to sometimes even take advantage of people or force them or manipulate them, which is really unfortunate, because you don't have to do that, because you can receive all the abundance there is. This exercise helps you receive that abundance. Reggie, you're going to go buy a new car right now? You're going to buy the best one?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Okay, Reggie, so how about a Porsche and a Lamborghini, one for each bedroom?
That works for me.
Okay. Now, of course, if you have your cars in your bedroom, you're in trouble, but that's another topic, right? Okay. Well, if you have a mansion, maybe. But these are the kind of ideas that really can make a difference in your life. You know, being able to visualize, being able to feel the experience of having wealth. And again, it's not for selfish purposes necessarily. It's not that you're greedy, but it's the fact that you want to grow. You want to contribute. You want to be part of something great in life and live to your full potential. Now, that could be, you know, giving money to a charity or starting a nonprofit, or just experiencing everything life has to offer. So if you guys want to do this week, and I encourage you to do these exercises, I want you to think of three simple ideas, three main points to have that millionaire mindset, the mind of riches. Number one is to tell the money story you desire. So many times, again, we talk about people have money stories about fear. I don't have enough money. I don't know what's going to happen. Money avoidance, or even money greed. Money is everything in my life. I got to pursue it at the cost of everything else. And that is also a negative story. So the positive story is, I'm going to use money as a simple instrument and something that can help me achieve my dreams and goals, to help myself, my family, and others, to make a great contribution. So create the money story, whether you want to write it down in your journal. Some people do vision boards where they write things up, or they put pictures of what they want in the future in terms of financial success. And by doing that, they start to have a different mindset, a different feeling, the feeling of confidence, the feeling of that they can accomplish it. And that motivates them, that pushes them forward. So number one is tell the money story you would desire, that you want. Number two, visualize it, just like we just did here. Whether you close your eyes and actually physically, mentally visualize it, or you sit quietly and see yourself as being this wealthier person with more financial resources, maybe driving your dream car, being in your dream house with your family, loved ones, doing the work you want to do, your career, your profession, your business, whatever it is that you enjoy, your hobbies, and you visualize it and you see it and you experience it in a very deep way. You smell it, you taste it, you hear it. And finally, act upon your money story. If you need to go out and get more education, do so. If you need to make more connections and contacts, if you need to reinvest your resources to get more resources, invest money to get more money, and maximize your opportunities to lead you to that goal you have, that financial goal of wealth or success. So again, tell the money story, visualize it, and act upon it. And if you do this, you're going to grow as a human being. You're going to feel more confident, more charitable. And ultimately, we get to the true part of this story, is that the greatest riches of all is really love. Because first, you love yourself, your talents, your abilities, your God-given nature. And you know that you can take that and really experience life and achieve what you want. You love others because you want to give away a lot of what you have to others to make them also feel fulfilled and happy. And you want to be connected to your higher source, if you believe in a higher power, that is giving you blessings and giving you more and more each time. So try this exercise I'm going to give you now. Is I want you to repeat to yourself kind of a money mantra or a money phrase that you can feel good inside. And Reggie, let's try it yourself with me here. Are you ready, Reggie? Okay. I am rich. I have all the money I need.
I am rich. I have all the money I need.
For myself, my loved ones, and others.
For myself, for my loved ones, and others.
There is no limit to my riches.
There is no limit to my riches.
The more I receive, the more I give.
The more I receive, the more I give.
The more I give, the more I receive.
The more I give, the more I receive.
So this is the kind of thing you can write your own little mantra, your little saying, and repeat it to yourself verbally and mentally to believe that you are growing as a human being, and you're using this thing that we call money, this thing that we call financial resources, to better yourself and others. So again, I challenge you this week to create that money mindset within yourself and to write to us any success stories you may have. You can write to us at lovetype4u@aol.com. That's LOVETYPE, the number 4, letter U at AOL. You can call us at 310-226-8090. Visit us at loveuniversity.love. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So until next time, my prosperity seekers, recognize that love is the ultimate wealth and the ultimate riches, that you can have riches in many different ways. This is Dr. Alex Avila. Put away your pens, notepads, iBooks, and everything else that you might have. And class is now dismissed, and we'll see you next time.